from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am so glad you're here. This podcast is very different, but it's here for you. Whether this is your first time or your thousandth time, I am so glad to have you here so I can keep you company, take your mind off of stuff while you drift off. A little bit silly, a little bit goofy, and never straight to the point. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, everybody, before we get on here, Sleep With Me is built on empathy and compassion. That means being here for you. There's links to extra resources if you need them right now in the show notes. And it means supporting the members of our community, being a part of positive change. You could do that. There's links to organizations you can connect with to say Black Lives Matter, to say Stop Asian Hate right in our show notes. One of those organizations that I've been supporting is Beam. You could support them using the links in our show notes. Thanks, everybody. And, here's the sponsors that enable me to be here for you for free twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show is just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease the loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What would what it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you here to where I pop my peas, if you please. I think, well, in this case, it's the 1,000th episode, so I'm going to shake it up a little bit, and I'm going to do this on the next episode, which is kind of celebrating the 1,000th episode. This one I wanted to thank is a part of this. I could not make this show without the support I receive, particularly all the people that work on the show. And tonight I'll talk about some of the people that work directly with me around the show. And then on Wednesday, I'll talk more about people that work like related to the show. But the show would not exist without these people. You hear them in the credits, but they probably, like, I just wanted to take the time because there would be no podcast without these people that help out on a regular basis. So Scotty and Jennifer, our original artwork from the show is from them. So we wouldn't have that iconic image that people associate with the podcast without Scotty and Jennifer. Chris Posty Posterson, Chris P., it was the first person to work on the show, editing episodes. I would have had to stop the podcast or cut it down to like one episode a week if it wasn't for his help and the ability of the Patreon to start paying him. Then Carl W., I met at a podcast meetup, and then maybe a year or two later, I said, hey, do you think you might want to edit some episodes for the show? And I couldn't do it without a combination of Chris and Carl's hard work. They do the first edits of the show, and that's what makes the show sound so good. And like a lot of the post-production, they do. And this is kind of in the order people started working on the show. Then there's the mystery bard, Jonathan Mann. Without Jonathan, we wouldn't have, I don't know, all the songs Jonathan does now, all the experiments we've done over the years with jingles that weren't necessarily successful at keeping sponsors, but really were with the spirit of the show. And the credits song, and then all the songs we post on social media. Really, now it's kind of like this third wave of the songs he's doing, really capturing the spirit of the show. Eric and his team at Astound, Eric reached out to me, another listener, just like Scotty and Jennifer, and said, hey, let's get your website working for the podcast. So we would not have the website we have, the ease of use, and the website that actually works. You know, not very many people listen on the website, but they go there to link to stuff or find out about the sponsors or the Patreon and stuff like that. And there are some people that listen on I'd highly recommend listening on a podcast app for free, but you can listen on the website too. And that's where we could have our transcripts and the notes and stuff. My brother Ken started doing artwork on the show and couldn't do it without him and some of the iconic images he's done for the show. Ashley S. has done some artwork for the show and will be doing artwork into the future. So I wanted to shout out Ashley S. And then Leah and Lois Anna have been doing transcripts for the shows. Some transcripts we post for patrons, and then the transcripts we post to make the show more accessible and for people that like to look through the transcripts. Stacy was the first person to write a non-tribute episode for Sleep With Me, and Stacy is also one of the moderators, along with Keith, Julie, Jennifer, and Sarah. And also talked about the history of the moderators in the listener-run Facebook group, but also I got a shout-out Alexandra and Laura, who started that group. And then someone that silently has been working so hard behind the scenes, Russell S., Rusty Biscuit, as he's known in the theme song. Russell does so much stuff behind the scenes on the show right now and is so good at it. And has enabled me to focus on a lot of the stuff that has really helped the show blossom over the past couple of years. And really couldn't have got through 2019 and 2020 or 2020, 2021 without Russell's help. I couldn't have done it without all those people. And there's more people like that have helped the show over the years who are a part of the show. But those are like a lot of people actively engaged. And I just had to take a second to thank them for their support. Of course, support for you is always part of that. I talked about that at the top of the show. Support for the community around the show. Taking action to support yourself and then taking action to support others. There's links in the show notes if you need to practice some self-care right now. There's links you could connect with right now because you as a listener are important and the community we live in and we exist in is important. So being a part of positive change is important. Saying Black Lives Matter, saying Stop AAPI Hate, and saying more with our actions. There's links to organizations you could connect with in the show notes. And then again, instead of something I support, it's all of you that supported the show. This podcast, like I think sometimes it's easy to just gloss over it or think I'm just saying this. This show would not exist without a lot of you. And whether it's just listening and giving the show that second or third try it took to help you fall asleep, but those of you that have been actively involved in the show, even if it's once sending an email or commenting and just telling me your story on social media or sharing the podcast, you know, commenting on stuff, that's really important. The podcast, I wouldn't have continued it without those kind of words of support or the impact the show has on you. Or ways I've improved the show. But then even beyond that, there is a small contingent of listeners who take even more action. And that's people who spread the word actively about the show, whether you're using our referral program or you're just doing it on your own and letting other people know about the podcast. That's how the podcast got to the point where it could be sustainable and not just a hobby I funded with a day job. That kind of would probably come out like once every other week if it was still, you know, like eventually I would have pared down the show. But because all of you grew the podcast is what it is today. And then I talk about this all the time, but the show wouldn't exist. Like podcasting has changed so much since I started, but the show would have ended up probably as a part of some service, a paid-walled service or something, if it wasn't for all of you that supported the sponsors or supported the show through Patreon or other means. Your actions really, like, especially those of you that supported the sponsors and shared about it, that keeps the show free for everybody. And the free podcast coming out on a regular basis. And then those of you that support the show on Patreon, it's like I would have stopped the podcast or at least greatly pared it back if I didn't get those first patrons so I could pay Chris Postal, then I could pay Carl W., and eventually I could pay myself quarter-time, part-time, and full-time. I would have just slowly dialed the show down until it would have been, yeah, like once every other week, which just wouldn't work for Sleep With Me as more of something as just a hobby, but it wouldn't be as helpful. I don't believe. Or if it was just part of like if you had to sign up and pay for an app or a service and that was the only way you could get Sleep With Me, I just don't think I would be is joyful to produce the show and meaningful for me. So your actions, whether it's just giving that show the second try, writing reviews, whatever it is, thank you so much. The show is here because of you. It's here for you, to put you to sleep and to keep you company. But it's also here for so many other people because of you. So thank you so much. And like you've changed my life, and, you know, helped me care for the cynic in me and have some hope and then see that the changes I have to make and to be a part of positive change and to want to be a part of positive change because of all of your examples. So part of me, like even a few years ago, I'm like, yeah, I had to send my cynic to the big farm in the sky. But now I've learned, no, that's another part that needs some caring and some TLC because of all of you. So thank you so much. This is a little indulgent, I guess. No, I'm thanking other people. So, I mean, I wanted to take this time because you are all sleepy supporters. Even if you fall asleep to the show, I mean, seriously, it takes a lot to get into Sleep With Me. And I don't say that in a self-deprecating way. I say it in a good way because it's just not for everybody. But those of you that say, well, let me give it one more try to see if I can understand this thing that doesn't make any sense and tastes strange, that takes a lot. I mean, that's a lot to ask of somebody. Like, I know because I can't sleep at times. It's like to say, huh, let me put my skepticism aside. And just get, this guy's going to tell me weird stories. Well, not so much stories. He's going to talk and not really get to the point. So thank you so much for giving it a try. Or if this is your first time listening to the show, holy mackerel. Thank you so much for checking the podcast out. I really, really appreciate it. And yeah, I don't know. What do you say? What, I don't even know. Oh, Mr. Bard. Well, I just said this, but and there's probably, if I forgot about you, I'm so sorry. I mean, I'm going to talk about some of the people at PRX and some of the other people that have helped out the show over the years that I'm indebted to coming up. But thank you so much, everybody. And Mr. Bart, let's hear your musical version of the people who help out on the show currently.
Chris Posty Posterson
sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song,
edits episodes too.
Carl W. the Legend
also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, runner, runner.
I am the mystery bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna, like Banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. Again, I'm Dear Scooter. Drew, I'm indebted to all of you. What do you say we get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts, you know, things on your mind. So thoughts, feelings, anything you're feeling physically or emotionally. Thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature or routine. Could be something else. Whatever it is, I'm going to try to take your mind off of that. You know, so if it's mysterious, if it's situational, or if it's just something going on, I'm really here for you. I'm here for you not to listen to me or pay attention to me. I'm here for you. So what I propose to do is I get this safe place, like I said, I smooth it, I pat it, I rub it down, I smooth it out again, because you say, why'd you smooth it and pat, then you should pat it, then smooth it, then rub it, then smooth it out, not rub it down. And I say, wow, are you in the bedding industry? Because that's great tips, you're actually right. Speaking of which, I was trying to empower my daughter to make her own bed. It's been quite the experience. But her bed is up against a wall in a corner. So the right side of the bed and the foot of the bed are where there's free open zones or whatever you call them, where you'd get in and out of bed. And then the left side of the bed and the head of the bed are in the corner against a wall. And so I was saying, okay, usually takes me 4 or 5 times to figure out the sheets, you know, which is the elastic corner and stuff like that. And then once you get over that mix up, then I say, okay, let's do the outside right corner. That's the easiest one. Then the wall, the foot of the bed, they call it. I call it the butt of the bed, but usually I'm the butt of bed's jokes. Believe me. So then I put that one in there. So the left and the right feet of the bed. That doesn't make any sense. So it's more of a butt. A butt is, even though you have two butt cheeks, you have one butt. Your butt is one unit. Your feet are not one unit. You know what I'm saying? Why don't they call it that? Your butt unit. If you're a kid, you could start saying that tomorrow. Even if you have to do one of those natural experiences where your body releases stuff, in air form, you'd say, message coming in from my butt unit. Anyway, I didn't mean to get into fourth grade jokes, because once you've dealt with the butt of the bed, then I go up to the right corner, because that's an open zone. So then I have whatever, 75% of the bed, the initial, whatever that fitted sheet made. Then what I do, I call it the dolphin dive, because you really got to get, the corner of the bed up, and you got to, you know, taut the other three corners. And I told my daughter, she had never witnessed this before. Maybe no human being has seen this other than her. I said, I call it the dolphin dive. You take your hands in a prayer or a dolphin nose form, stick it in the sheet, fold the sheet over, like the elastic part, inside out. Then you extend your arms. Then you kind of do some scooting. You're on all your elbows and knees in your bed. And then you do a dolphin dive where you dive forward towards the wall, but before you hit the wall, you'd go down and under and around, and ideally you deliver the elastic part underneath the corner of the bed. A little something called a dolphin dive. Because my bed is also against in a corner. It's actually not even in the opposite corner. But anyway, not important. But went one way off topic too. So if you're new, whatever's keeping you awake, I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents, which you just got a couple of there. But you probably never have said to yourself, you're right, it is a but, well, one, I mean, I don't want to quibble with when I'm correct. I'm barely correct. But you might say, okay, not to quibble, but you're right. Beds do have, are more, they're not butt-like or feet-like. We could all agree on that, I guess. So, let me see. So, anyway, if you're new, let me get into what's in it for you. If you're here, now this podcast, a couple things to know. This podcast is not for everybody. And even for the people it works for, it only works for them like after a few tries. Like hundreds of thousands of reviewers have said, hey, it took two or three tries for me to get used to the show. So, so that's one thing. The second thing is, so give it a few tries. If you're skeptical or doubtful or unsure, that's totally normal response. If I was listening to a sleep podcast for the first time, oh boy, would I be skeptical. And that was before the person declared that beds have butts and that he dolphin dives to put on sheets. Also, don't, if you're listening in your whatever age range you're in, don't recklessly dolphin dive because you do have to be careful. You don't want to crush your dolphin nose on the wall. Like, don't get overexcited. I dolphin dive for a purpose, not for, I mean, it's a joyful, because it says, wow, I solved my sheet. I mean, I never figured out how to, no matter how I stretch my arms with the fitted sheet, I'm always wrong. And that is a metaphor for my life anyway. So, okay, so give the podcast a few tries. See how it goes. The second thing, or the that might be the first thing. A couple other things to know if you're new. This is a podcast you don't really listen to. I mean, clearly, you say, this is the most half-bed-butted advice I've ever got. Speaking of bed butts, your advice is right around worth a half, it's a half bed-butted advice. And I'd say you're correct about that. So that's why people barely listen to me, just kind of listen to me droning on in the background. Now you can listen, because the other side of it is this podcast does not put you to sleep. It keeps you company while you drift off. I'm here to be your boar bud. I'm here to be the butt of your bed's jokes. Really. I mean, I know people like, you could laugh with me, or along with me, or around me. It's okay if I'm the butt of your bed's jokes. It's fine. My talking about bed butts. So don't really listen to me. Like, I'm here to keep you company while you drift off. That's why the shows are over an hour, so you don't have to worry about when I'm going to stop talking. You could just fall asleep while I'm talking, or set a sleep timer. But yeah, I'm here to keep you company while you drift off. It's kind of different. And if you can't sleep, I'm here to the very end. I'm here to keep you company, whether you're listening or not. But if you need me, I'm here for you to keep you company with my nonsense. The next thing is, the reason I make the show is because you're important and your sleep is important. And I know there's a lot of messaging out there internally and externally. Oh, you got to get over it. Oh, you're doing it wrong. Oh, you should try this. It's tough. And I know what's tougher is not being able to sleep, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. I know how that feels. So if I can help keep you company and help you fall asleep, that would be my honor. Because if you get the rest you need, your life's going to be better. And that is very, very important to me. It really is like a butterfly wing situation. If I can, you know, talk in a boring way about butterfly wings or go off topic so that you drift off, that's really my honor. So that's why I'm here. Because I know how it feels and because your sleep is important. The other thing that really people have strong feelings about, and understandably, because our show structurally is different and it's a free sleep podcast. So let me explain to you the structure of the show. Show starts off with a greeting, so you feel welcome and seen, or at least invited in. You say, well, let me walk around and check this podcast out. I say, great. That's what the greeting's there for. Then there's listener support. If you need extra support right now or you want to support others in our community, then there's support for the show. So it can come out twice a week and be free, even in this environment of changing and how to keep stuff free versus all that stuff. I'm able to do that because of the people that participate in that. And so that's part of our goal. And then, so there's that. And then, so there's business that does that. Then there's the intro. Now, the business is shorter than the intro. The intro is much longer, 10 to 20 minutes long. We're already almost done with it, but it's where I try to explain what the podcast is, and then I get distracted a few times for like 10 or 15 minutes, and then I come back and try to explain what the podcast is. And that serves a purpose. It is a show within a show, because the intro gives you a chance to breathe, get comfortable, get settled, and get some distance from the daytime or all the stuff, all the other stuff, you know what I'm saying? Whether you, like, so you could skip the intro. There is 2 or 3% of people that skip the intro, and then there's patrons that listen to story-only episodes. There's actually more patrons that listen to all intro episodes, but that's like, as you become a regular listener, you could decide what works for you. But so for the most, there's no wrong way to use the intro, but for a lot of people, they use it as part of their wind down or they're getting ready for bedtime, or you could fall asleep during it. That's awesome. If you're falling asleep, wow, you look good. I'm so happy for you. So that's the intro. Eases you into bedtime. Then there's business between the intro and the show, just because that's where the messages are, like, that's where the companies like them, and that's where people are still, like, easing their way into bedtime. So that's how we keep the show free. And then tonight it'll be, strangely enough, I think this will be, this could be one of our episode 1000s. I don't know. Like, if we're going to do one or two, I haven't recorded them yet. I record the intros on the day before I record the episode. So I don't know if I'll replace, I don't know if there'll be a grander intro or what. Yeah, so I think this will be, so there'll be like a bedtime story. Might be some navel gazing if it's our 1000th episode. And so there'll be the bedtime story and then thank yous at the end. So it's the structure of the show, the reason I make the show for you, if it works for you, but it doesn't work for everybody. So give it a few tries. You got nothing to lose, really. I mean, if I really get on your nerves, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you, because there's other podcasts out there. But I'm here to help. I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep. I appreciate you coming by. I yearn and I strive to do this. And here's a couple ways I'm able to do it for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, buddy, this is Scooter Drew here. Actually, it's probably Drew here. With Scooter, leaning into Scooter. So I don't know what order or what I'm going to be putting out for our 1000th episode, but this will be one part of it, like as I'm envisioning it today, which I think is about 3 or 4 months before our 1000th episode comes out. Is it may be a 2 or 3 episode series. And if you're a new listener, maybe I'll put this earlier somewhere. This will kind of come across like navel gazing or self-congratulatory. Maybe, I don't know, because I haven't recorded it yet. I'm just, I guess, maybe I shouldn't even bother guessing what people are going to be thinking. But that's why I make a sleep podcast, is those kind of relatable things that I'm just a human being. I'm far, 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 far from perfect. And I get to put my best foot forward in the show, but part of putting my best foot forward is putting some of my more relatable things forward. So anyway, moving towards the content, I have an episode that I'm kind of working on around the making of the show kind of stuff, like a little bit more story-based. And this episode or two, I don't know how long this is going to take me. So this could be two episodes. This might be one episode. This one is based, and I will say, like with the 1,000th episode, I have so many people to be grateful for. Them to be more thanking people as the roles, like not thanking people personally. Because, like, I mean, part of it is just reality. Like, I'm going to be getting, like, for me, there isn't a pause to appreciate the 1,000th episode. For me, it's just process-based. It's not a destination. But I do have incredible appreciation. Or these, I guess, episode milestone episodes offer me a chance to at least, think how much I appreciate that, we're able to stay in process and production of the show because of all of you. And maybe I'll do more, whatever you call this. This is just self-soothing talking. I say, okay, well, and to be honest, like, this kind of stuff is way out of my comfort zone. Not the appreciation part, but the acknowledgement and the acknowledgement of even making a milestone. I mean, if you could hear what my Nana says about it, the Nana that lives within me, it would be just keep moving on. Don't stop to reflect, other than if it's going to be really lulling. But this episode and maybe one other episode, if this is split into two parts, like a few months ago, some listeners reached out to me, and I know this I'll name just because they led this effort is these two I'll name just because they contacted me directly is Lida and Jennifer, and they had all these listeners record thank you messages, and I'm going to respect people's privacy, so I'm going to be getting rid of names and places in here and kind of making this a little bit more dreamy, and I maybe I greatly appreciate knowing how the podcast impacts people, and I'm loath to share people's personal stuff except in a if I was redoing a TV show episode. But I do also think it's important to share some of this stuff because it is relatable, and one of the things about the Deep Dark Night is it's incredibly lonely. And Sleep With Me is really more of like a distraction from that fact, and a reminder that, yeah, we feel lonely in the Deep Dark Night, and it's a feeling that's in the Deep Dark Night, but we also have this connectedness. And so a lot of this is, to me, feels normalizing, like when I am able to be imperfect on the show. And again, there's not all my mistakes and imperfections are suited for a sleep podcast. And I'll probably talk about it in another episode, how it's kind of part of making a podcast is putting your best foot forward. But, you know, anyway, like the whole idea of projection and that kind of stuff, again, outside of my comfort zone. But this part is that normalizing projection stresses you out. I mean, I know it'd be inappropriate for me to sit down or get on the video with my therapist and have them tell me how stressed out my projection makes them. But I mean, that's just a different relationship, but it would be normalized. I'd say, well, geez, I know how you feel. Then I'd say, okay, you owe me now. Can you pay me for the, I know how you feel. But there's a lot of stuff that people go through. And I don't know, hearing that other people are dealing with it, I hope can be normalizing. So I don't know. I may record this episode. I don't know how it's going to turn out. But I'm going to go for it. So without further ado, this is Scooter Thanks 11, 18, 20 is what we're calling this. Part one or, you know, just part. Well, I guess it'll be part one even if there's no part two. And this will be like, this is from a machine. Why did I just say it that way? This is a machine transcript that then I'm going to be doing some paraphrasing and sleepifying. Hey, this is a light all the way from the NA to the TA. There's big sky here, and I wanted to say thank you. 1,000 episodes, or maybe it's past and you're getting closer to the holiday season, whatever the case may be. Just want to thank you for all the effort and hard work over the years. You've been putting me to sleep. The coolest thing was the other night I heard my child listening around 11 p.m. And, you know, my child's in that age where you're not quite a kid and you're not quite a teen. Maybe you're not even a tween. I don't know. But that makes a difference. And I thought you should know this is a loyal listener. And I don't know how many messages this is going to generate, but I hope it brightens your day and you get some sleep. Knowing you're helping others get some sleep. Thank you. And this is, I'm coming in from Terrapin Station next. You could call me Seashells, and I've been living on the road in an RV. Life, you know, can be strange. And you've helped me through the strangest times of my life, and I appreciate it. And I just wanted to make sure you knew how grateful I am, what a difference you make. A true, true difference down to the heart. Thank you. And I'm coming to you from a place in Canada where they speak French. You know, it's not easy to go to bed, but now it is a little bit less so because I have you to keep me company and get me to sleep. And, you know, sometimes you're a new parent and, you know, sometimes you have a mix of bunnies making noise. Also, I'm coming in here from down under. And down under the covers or down under the, we'd call it the top of the world. It's just your northern bay. And I say, you're right. And I just wanted to say thank you and sleep with me and how helpful it is. Especially, you know, when you're dealing with the things that are really not easy at all. And you're meeting with people and people are trying to help you. And, you know, there's like things where you're lying there awake, and the podcast was there. So thank you so much. And, yeah, I tell all my friends about it too. Hello there, Scoots. This is, A from the state with an N and a Y in it. Not sure if you're the same A that sent me an inflatable pumpkin, but you're a longtime appreciator. And I wanted to give you a happy holiday and let me know it's been helpful. You know, getting sleep is hard to come by. And, you know, when you have a child, I know you were privy to that too. And it's really special to part of my day. And it makes me look forward to bedtime instead of dreading it like I used to. I wake up feeling better. And as a result, I'm more patient and more accepting and spreading a lot of love in the world and a lot of good to people. So have a fantastic holiday. Hey, Scoots, this is me, and I've been a patron for a while. And I'm in a grad school, and I wanted to thank you for helping me sleep. You know, sometimes when you're sleeping on your own, it's not easy. And then, you know, schools, when when you're going to a school with the Ivy, not only is it not easy, but what if you're going there remotely? And screens make it harder to sleep. But having the podcast means I can sleep, so I'm super grateful. This is me. I'm a singer in PA. And you help me with all my nights of sleep. I can't thank you properly. It's a big deal. And you help me cope with a lot of things. And you're good at human being human. So thanks. And this is someone who's just like there once was a web named this. You know, I've dealt with insomnia my whole adult life, and I would get into bed tossing and turning from the night before, frustrating. And I found out about Sleep With Me on Nova, and I thought, huh, this is interesting. And of course, like every other insomniac, I was skeptical, didn't start to work for me till 2 or 3 months later. And during that time, I signed up for the Facebook group and I noticed how much it was helping people. Podcast was working and I decided to become a patron, even though it wasn't working for me at the time. And then finally, about 2 or 3 months later, something just clicked. It was somehow working for me on some level. And I identified with Scooter's quirky sense of humor. I don't usually fall asleep to the podcast, but the Scoots is there to keep me company. So thanks for all you do. Hope you do get a good night's sleep as well. And this is Double C coming to you from the Western Tier. And it's 2 a.m. and I'm awake. But instead of being lonely or angry, I'm hanging out in a pool in Orlando with Ray. Thanks for making the deep, dark night a little less lonely. And this is coming to you from a place where there's more reflecting pools than anywhere else Scoots and I know about. And I just wanted to say thanks for helping me sleep. Introduced you to my esposo, who also listens now, and our toddler asks, and it means all the world that I'm not alone in the deep, dark night. Hey, this is your friend that likes cold brew, shout out to Ron Konkema. Congrats on 1,000. I've been listening for 4 years, and there's many mornings I wake up and I'm in awe of the fact I had slept the night before. And I think to myself that I wouldn't have been asleep if it wasn't for the podcast. So thank you so much for your hard work. I hope you feel proud of what you've accomplished and feel good about what you've put into the world, and that you deserve to feel that way and the best moving forward. And then, hey, Scoots, this is coming into you from a song by that band who got their music made into a movie and then a sequel and a musical. But this is coming to you from a place that was just one particular song named after a famous moment in history that became a synonym, maybe, or whatever metaphor, I don't know. You know, when you live alone, it's tough, and then it's tougher, and he's 2-0 and 2-1. So thank you so much. Scoots, I'm coming to you from a place that sounds like it could be in the Pacific Northwest or in New England, because it ends with a wick, but not John. And I've been listening to you for 3.5 years and a patron member for the last couple of years. I wanted to reach out and say congrats on 1,000 episodes and how much I appreciate it. I listen every night and sometimes all night just because I can't sleep. And it's given me a lot of comfort and sleep. And anyway, thank you. Love the philosophy on life, your sense of humor, and love for humanity and acceptance of all things. And with that, I just want to say thank you again and congratulations. I appreciate you. Bye. Hey, Andrew and Scooter, beyond, coming from you beyond the podcast. From someone you put to sleep. Someone who's may have never rocked in Rockaway, but could rhyme with it. And, you know, when cars race into 500 laps or 500 miles, I just wanted to say thank you for the podcast. I appreciate what you do. You make me smile. And, you know, there's like times, you know, where I was going through stuff and not sleeping where I rest the best. And going through recovery, and the podcast sure helped me get through those long nights before that. And I just wanted to add my voice to say thank you. So thank you. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. Good night. Hey, Scooter, this is your non-reader, and I wanted to accept a thank you to you for over the past couple of years, 5 years, 6 years. Don't even know how long I've been listening at this point, but I want you to know that I even named my dog after you. And that dog, I don't know if you know that, but, you know, during every recording, it gets me through the night, and you have that I have a friend in the deep, dark night. And I can't even begin to express how grateful I am for your friendship and kindness. And it's just like you, like, I can't even begin to express, so grateful. I'm proud of you for doing 1,000 episodes. I really, like, I can't believe it. Like, I remember, like, 200 episodes in, Lady Witchbeard. And I thought the Story Swamp was a real place, and I was confused. And, you know, that's the point, and that's okay. So I hope you're well. And you're doing good, and I'm excited for all things that are coming for the podcast and beyond. So I hope when you hear this, you'll have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. So Monday, and I'm having some veggies, and I feel like we're friends, and I'm coming to you from a rural place in a southern place maybe hobbits roamed here, maybe not. But I want to thank you so much, and I love your stories. Well, when I first found the podcast, I was nervous because it's like you're vulnerable when you're going to sleep, and I didn't know what you were going to say. Then I realized it was a safe place, and the things you would say were good things and funny things and clever as well. And they helped me get to sleep, and I love your stories, and I'm enjoying Otter Things, and that's really all. I just want to say a big, big thank you. And I'm sending lots of love to you and to everybody over there. It's not an easy place any of us are in. But I wish it was as easy as it was here. So thanks a lot. From all of us in this area, too. Hey, Scoots, this is someone who doesn't listen anymore, and I'm no longer a patron, but you helped me in a really, really dark time. So thank you for helping people like me. And hey, Scoots, this is FL from a state like... I don't know if it's famous for boiled peanuts, but we'll say it is for now. And I just wanted to say thank you for all of your hard work. I've been listening to your podcast for a couple of years now, and it's helped me with anxiety around bedtime. Because I know even if you can't help me fall asleep, I have a friend in the deep, dark night and a comforting, friendly voice to talk to me while I lie there. So thank you. Thank you for your hard work and for being there. Really means a lot. Hey, Scoots, this is the Brittler, and I'm from a little bit of everywhere, but residing in Delaware. And I wanted to take a quick moment and say thank you. I was introduced to sleep with me by a friend a couple of months ago, and I was having a hard time in my life and sleeping and staying asleep and going to sleep. And I started listening to Sleep With Me regularly, and it just kind of quiets my mind. It helps me focus on something else other than, you know, what's going on. So seriously, you've helped me and touched my life in more ways than you'll ever know. So I wanted to make sure I got in a hearty thank you. You're definitely giving back to a wonderful community and doing more than you would ever realize. Yeah, for sure. So from the bottom of my heart, from all of us, thank you. Hey, Scoots, this is not Griswold, but I have share a name with a Griswold. And I don't live in Chicago, but I do live in a state that if you were pointing at a map, you might get, you know, say that. And I say, no, it starts with the C, different state and different city. I wanted to congratulate you on 1,000 episodes. I've been a proud patron going on 3 years. And I just want to thank you for all the rest and sleep I've been able to get over this time. And you're getting personal. The reason I found your podcast is that, you know, I like, it's, so it's, like changes in relationship status, and that's a hard time. Getting to sleep is affecting so much, and even not just personal stuff, work stuff too. And then I'd be tired at work, and you know the story, but I found the podcast and I love it. I'm such a big proponent of it, just with everybody I know. Like anybody who says I'm having trouble sleeping, I say this is a great podcast. You know, I'm really thankful for all the things you've done and all the things you continue to do in addition, caring about social justice and stuff. I really like what you're doing. I'm glad I can support you. And keep, I just wanted to keep going. Thanks again, Scoots. Here's to 1,000 episodes and 1,000 more. Hey, Scoots, this is coming to, I'm coming to you from a place known for roses. And wanted to say thank you. I've had insomnia literally my entire life. Even when I was a little kid, I could never sleep. And especially as I got older, you know, it got worse and worse and more centered around anxiety. But just having the podcast to turn to, you know, other stuff would be going on and that would keep me awake. And it's really meant a lot. It's really been good for me to be able to get the sleep I need. And just a thank you. I've really appreciated it, and you've made a big difference in my life. Hey, Scoots, this, I'm coming to you from a place where the wind blows, as the song once said, at least as you remember it, Scoots, probably not the actual lyrics from the song. And I wanted to send you a big, big thank you. You know, I found your podcast after becoming a parent, and that was 4 years ago, and now we sleep great, still listening to Sleep With Me. So congratulations on 1,000 episodes. Glad to be part of your community. Hey, Scoots, I'm not coming to you from a place in Michigan famous for cars. I'm coming to you not far from central New York, and I wanted to give you a big thank you to everything you're doing, especially during the 2020-2021 time. Even if it's during the day and it's not about sleep, it helps me to listen to your voice and chuckle. And it's helped me sleep many, many times. And I just wanted to thank you for what you do and to thank you for what you'll be doing in the future. Hey, Scoots, this is your friend from a place that has a fort named after it. Don't know why you remember that, but I wanted to say thank you. Your podcast has dramatically changed the way I fall asleep and stay asleep. I've got a lot of different things that I deal with. And I have trouble winding down at night. I've tried all sorts of things. And for some reason, your lulling, soothing, creaky dulcet tones seem to do the trick in the meandering. Not only makes me laugh, but it helps me fall asleep and stay asleep all night. So thank you. I'm grateful. Thank you, Scooter. Hey, Scoots, I might be share a name with a famous otter. And I just want to put in a big thank you. I've never slept better. And yeah, I guess a little one is a big thing. Can I tell you the whole thing you take? Thank you. Hey, Scoots, this is your friend who shares a name with a beloved actress who once played the VFPs. Wanted to say thank you. Just who knew 6 years ago when I first heard your voice in a dark hotel, you had become such a major part of my life. And with the community, as you approach the 1,000th episode, I just wanted to say how thankful I am. For the present, your presence. That's it, and good night. Hey, Scoots, I want to thank you for all the help you've given me over the last couple of years since the podcast, and begin to help you fall asleep. You've helped me fall asleep at night. Hey, Scoots, this is a doctor whose name, like you might think of someone who's who had a TV show like that took place in Texas at some point, and I wanted to give you a special thanks and shout out to Scoots. I know you love old school hip hop, and that's here's my way of thanking you. Can it be my lack of paper? Is it just my brainy? But what I do is make the leap. People say I have impact. So when it comes to being rested, it's just me, myself, and school. It's just me, myself is good. It's just me, myself. It's just me, myself. So that's cool because I don't want to get the real song hit by a copyright detector. Thank you. Hey, Scoots, this is coming to you from a state where their schools might have powder blue and maybe some sort of ram on it or something. And I just wanted to say thanks so much for making the podcast. I discovered it, I think, a little over a year ago. At least I think that's how long it's been. And I listen most nights, not every night. Doesn't always do the trick for me, but it's always there in the deep, dark night. And I struggle a lot with insomnia, and a lot of the time I'm able to use episodes of the podcast and not only to listen to, but to fall asleep at night or play in my car when I'm driving or while I'm working on something in the background to stay calm, and I appreciate it. I've also recommended it to so many people. My boyfriend likes to listen, and I told other therapist about it, and she passed it along to a couple other people. That's really how it works. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for what you do and being our boyfriend, our boar bay. I enjoy all the names, and it's a wonderful community that's come up around this creation of yours. So thank you so much. Hey, Scoots, I'm coming to you from Sweden. I listen to your show almost daily. I wanted to congratulate you on 1,000 episodes and give you a big hug and say thank you for making it easier for me to fall asleep and to keep up with the awesome work you do. And thank you very, very much, mates. Hey, Scoots, this is kind of Romo. Coming to you from something named after, like a place named after somebody, who has a cooking show that's not totally based on science, but has scientific aspects. And I'm not sure they even still have a show, but they're really popular, particularly, I think, in the aughts or maybe the tens. Coming to you about 4 years now since I found your podcast, and I can't thank you enough from the bottom of my heart. Chronic insomniac my entire life. And this is literally the only thing that has made a difference. Please keep doing what you're doing. Couldn't get a better good night's sleep without you. Big love, good or pod man, or all the other characters you play. Hey, Scoots, I'm not a bluebird, but I'm named after another type of common bird people love more than bluebirds. And I'm listening to your podcast every night. Without them, I would not be able to sleep. So I really appreciate what you've done for me and have given your podcast info to people I work with and friends who can't sleep, and they appreciate it too. I don't know where you're going or if you're going or if this is just a 1,000 podcast celebration, but if you're not going anywhere, have a great night, a good night and sweet dreams, and thank you. Bye, Scooter. Hey, Scooter, this is your friend. I'm coming to you from a place that rhymes with kazoo, kind of. And maybe you sent something to a cereal company, but it would have been to our state, but probably, I don't know. I wanted to thank you for the podcast. I'm a listener of a couple years now, and I really appreciate it, especially lately. Dealing with a lot, and your creaky dulcet tones have been helpful in the middle of the night when I start thinking or feel overwhelmed. And I appreciate having something familiar to anchor me in the deep, dark night. So keep going. I really appreciate all you do. And I know it's a lot of hard work. And believe me, there's a lot of us out there that rely on you for sleep, for comfort too, for more than sleep, but comfort too. So thanks. Hey, Scoots, this is your friend coming in. I've been around a while, and I wanted to drop you some of these notes because, honestly, you've had an incredible impact on some of the most important years of my life. I think I've explained to you before, but I went back to study a number of years ago and I happened upon your podcast during my master's in psychology. And I was having quite a tough time at that. You know, relationships, academics, ST to the R to the double S, difficulty sleeping, falling asleep. And your podcast really helped me. And since then, I've gone on to work with in homeless services and working the night shift and sleeping during the day. And your podcast has stepped up and a huge benefit for me. And now I'm in my final year of PhD in psychology. And at some point, I may be recommending your podcast to my clients. You know, as soon as somebody says, I'm having trouble sleeping, I'm having trouble staying asleep, I say, well, have you heard of Sleep With Me podcast? So I'm happy to spread the word. And I don't have to use it as much. Things have gotten really good. But a few nights where I do have a difficulty or insomnia, I'll switch back to the podcast. So thank you for all the years you've been doing it. You've made a huge impact. So keep going. It's important. Hey, Scoots, this is someone whose name rhymes with banana. In a place that had one of the first podcasts you listened to, which was a poker podcast, and I thought the people on the poker podcast were famous because it was the first, might have been the first podcast I ever listened to, but really, I think that now I realize they were probably just doing the best they could out of their basement or whatever. 1,000 podcasts. I can't believe it. And you're just starting to get out two and then 10. Oh my goodness. Where to start? I know that you've yearned and striven and strove, and you're striving to help us fall asleep. And you're doing that, every night, for 2 years and 2 days now. And I just can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I don't dread going to bed at night anymore. And I think, yeah, this is an emotional thing. Amazing. You made a huge difference in this world. And I wish all the good things. And there's more to say, but I'll leave it there because I know you have a lot of people that are going to say hello. So take care of yourself and your daughter and Koa. Hopefully we get to meet someday somewhere. Bye for now, dearest Scoots. Hey, Scoots, this is your friend from the NYC. That's the greatest referrer. And super cool person. I wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you for helping me get through 8 months of what would have been extremely lonely nights. You made bedtime something I look forward to again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, Scoots, I wanted some Oklahoma. I've been listening to podcasts for a little over a year now, 2.5, and it's done wonders for me. And it's the first time since I was 5 years old, I think, but I go to sleep every night and I appreciate all the work you do. So thank you very much. Thank you. And good night. Hey, Scoots, I'm coming to you from a state that used to have orange license plates, I think. Maybe say it was a Keystone. And I want to congratulate you on your 1,000th episode. Can you believe it? Nah. It is fantastic. I'm so proud of and supporting you for a couple of years. And I just want to give you a sincere thank you. No longer dread bedtime, or whether I have or a good night or a difficult night. I know I can just turn on the podcast and have you there to keep me company. I really enjoy the original stories again and again, and I hope the podcast continues for a long time. Take care. Hey, Scoots, this is somebody coming to you from the 209, I think, and just wanted to let you know how much your podcasts have helped. I've had insomnia since I was a kid, and now I'm 60, and I can tell my doctor I'm no longer an insomniac. Thank you so much. You made a huge difference in my life. Hey, Scooter, this is somebody coming to you from a state well-known for shoals. Coming to you for a state that you could just use 4 letters to describe it, even though there's more letters in, I wanted to thank you and let you know how much I appreciate all the hard work you put into the Sleep With Me podcast, and hearing your voice at night helps me go to sleep, stay asleep, be calm, and stop those brain buddies from going wild in my head. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Greatly appreciated. Hey, Scooter, congrats on your 1,000th episode, and thanks for always being there through some tough times. You're my best Borbe. Hey, Scooter, coming to you from a state capital that maybe you've been to, maybe you haven't. But for years I've been having trouble sleeping. I turned to your podcast. I'm not sure if it was recommended from where, but it worked wonders to help me get to sleep. If I had trouble falling asleep, and more importantly, when I woke up at 3 in the morning and couldn't get back to sleep, I could listen to it. Never heard more than your intros. Usually I was back to sleep soundly and happily, and I'm not having so much trouble sleeping anymore. I'm back to sleeping like a baby on my own. But when I travel, not this year, but you know, when I can travel, that there's not a pandemic, I can still rely on your podcast to help me rest on the airplane or in unfamiliar settings. Thanks so much for your podcast and congratulations on 1,000 episodes. Much love and stay safe. This is coming to you from a place where mechanics love the name of this place. Congratulations on your 1,000th episode. And I want to say I love your sense of humor, imagination, compassion. Like a lot of others, you helped me get through some tough times in the past years and sleepless nights and get some much needed sleep. I always appreciated the company in the deep, dark night. So congratulations again. Give Ko some scratches and tell Ray I said, hey, and keep doing what you're doing. Can't wait to hear what comes next. Hi, Scooter. This is somebody coming from a place where you talked to one of our bridges once. And I want to thank you for all your work. You've helped so many people. I've been listening 2.5 years, and I've only missed a handful of nights due to batteries. So the difference it's made to mine is sleep is immeasurable, and I listen during the day when that internal voice won't be quiet. Your kindness shines through on the show. Hey, Scoots, this is someplace known for gophers, but also you could say it blooms here. And I'm thankful for your commitment to the show and the creative process that makes it special and unique. Your openness and willing to share yourself with us is a big part of the magic you create. Thank you so much for making me laugh and guiding me to sleep each night. Means so much. Congratulations on this milestone episode. Hey, Scoots, thanks for keeping me company and getting me to sleep 1,000 episodes. I'm in high school, so this is a big help, and you can call me Double C. Hey, Scoots, this is your friend Double A, but every morning I wake up, I say thanks. I've got a burden of gratitude for my goodness. It's like I want to pay you for your point in poetry. You'll miss mischievous wordplay, which Rick has his shades around my mind, and the kindness in your voice. I can always follow your train of thought, and I love your introductions to your stories. But I can only remember fleeting, drifting phrases in the daytime. Thank you so much for everything you do. Hey, Scoots, this is your friend that actually has met you more than once. What we'd say are cons of pods. Grateful to have a chance to thank you. Millions of people who just like, no, thank you. Congratulations on 1,000 episodes. You rock. Found the show 4 or 5 years ago in a hotel room when I wanted something to distract me, and I searched for sleep podcasts, and yours came up. And now I used to use an example when I teach about podcasting stuff, and I love saying you're my boar bud. Hope to see you again at, you know, one of those kind of podding things when things get back to normal. Congrats. Thank you so much for many nights of peaceful sleep that have gotten me over the past few years. I've been listening. I'm a late sleeper, and for a year, I used medication to help me fall asleep, and most nights woke up frequently. First night I found your podcast, I fell asleep within minutes. Haven't had to use anything else to help me sleep. One second I found your podcast, and then you put it into the deepest sleep. I often play your podcast throughout the night. Within a couple of minutes, I fall back asleep again. When I wake up, I'll admit I don't actually know 99% of what it's about, which is a testament of the great job you do. But there have been a few times where listening in, I'm thoroughly entertained. I've often thought of listening at work so I can listen to stories, but I'd be fall asleep at my desk. I wish you the best in everything you do. Congratulations on the 1,000th episode. Thanks for being a Boar Bay. Hey, Scooch, this is your buddy, not Clyde, but known to hang out with Clyde. That was my message. This is someone that you don't call me Bill or Buffalo, but Like 2 years ago, I was going through some things, and I did a search for a sleep podcast, and I found yours. And I feel like I'm one of the lucky people. It's worked for me on the first go, so thank you for that. Immediately made me feel safe and comfy, and has continued on the rough nights, usually by 3 a.m. when I wake up and want to pee and can't go back to bed. So, you know, that's just how it is. I hope you found something that works for you as well as your stuff works for us, because it's a gift and we're grateful for it. It's interesting, you know, meet people that help other people in similar circumstances they find themselves in. And Scooter's one of those people, genuine individual. A friend and a colleague. This is someone who I get to eat dinner with every once in a while. From STEM Talk podcast, STEM Talk is one word, not two. Somebody else who produces podcasts and kind of has a general idea how hard it is to sit down and open your heart to people and your soul. And really kind words. Looking forward to our next 1,000 episodes. So thanks, Boar Bud. And hopefully I'll see you soon, too. This is somebody coming from a place where woods, like not from Woods Hole, but not, you know, that's in the same area, like state area. Thanks for everything you do. I'm an all-night listener, so not only do I listen all day long, but at night I listen when I'm stressed out during the day. And part of that is anxiety, and Sleep With Me helps with that. I've definitely had times when I've been going through some stuff, and the podcast helped out, and I'm grateful for you to create it and fostering a community. So thank you so much for everything you do. Please keep doing it, and I think that I don't just speak for myself when I say that, but the work that you're doing is really important and it makes a big difference for sure. So thank you. Hey, Scoots, this is your friend from a place where champagne wishes and caviar dreams may come true. Robin Leach is not here, but I wanted to take a moment to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a presence the past 2 years. 2020, 2021 have not been easy for anyone or their families or loved ones. Lots of ups and downs. And I just want you to know that you've been a constant presence, comfort for me, and I appreciate it. And there's somebody in the deep, dark night helping me sleep as well. And that's what I need. And I appreciate you. And thank you for all the work. And I'll see you in a few hours. Thanks. Hey, this Scoots, this is your friend from a place with a lot of lakes, I wanted to say thank you for your good work. You're helping a lot of people, and I thank it. Thank you. Hey, Scoots, this is your friend that you just emailed with about something on Patreon. Thanks, and good night. Hey, Scoots, this is someone coming from you not far south, but maybe over 10 hours if you're driving. Been listening to the podcast for 3.5 years now to go to sleep. Told people about it, family, friends, patients. I'm a doctor. And anytime I have a patient who can't sleep, I go through all the things about sleep hygiene, and then I bring up your podcast, and I tell them how silly it sounds, but how well it works. And I've used it for the last 3.5 years, and that is the only thing that helps me sleep. Glad there's someone out there who really puts so much time into taking off something off our minds, off what we go through during the day. So thankful for you, Scoots. Everything you do, keep it up. I look forward to hearing you every night, walking us through the deep, dark night. Thanks again. Cheers. Hey, Scooter, this is someone that says Roll Tide, and I just wanted to thank you for quieting my brain so I can get some sleep. Congrats on the 1,000th show. You're the best boyfriend in the whole wide world, indeed. I'm pretty sure you have no idea how dear to my heart you are. Thanks, Scoots. Hey, Scoots, I'm in the burbs, not far from a Terrapin Station on the East Coast, and fairly new. It was at March 2020, I know you say in the intro it takes a few listens and a few times for the podcast to work, but I got to tell you, it's the first time I heard the intro, you just said everything I needed to hear, and you weren't there to put me to sleep, but to keep me company, be mildly entertaining and distracting, and just be a friendly voice through the deep, dark night while I fall asleep, because you get it, suffering a restless night or insomnia is the worst. And you've been there. It's comforting to know that you empathize. And when you tell me you care and you want me to get a restful night's sleep, I believe you. And it warms my heart. I fall asleep easily. I hope you know what a tremendous gift you give, not only to me, so many others. Your silly nonsense podcast, such a small thing, helps so many people get a good night's sleep. So each and every one of us have a great day and share our gifts with the world. Yeah, that's for sure. That's really the best part, is you're flourishing or on the road to that, so that other people benefit from, when you flourish, other people benefit from that. And you don't have to flourish all the time. Believe me, for me, I use a reverse Pareto pair. I'm a reverse Pareto or whatever they say with, this is my word. Sorry, this is a tangent. I say, well, I'd like to Pareto, whatever that's called, it's 80-20 rule or something like that. 80% of something comes from 20% of the stuff. And I say, well, I'm more like the 20-80. Like if I could flourish 20% of the 20% of that time. So you say, okay, 20% of your normal time. Out of that 20%, you just want to flourish 20% of that time. I say, yeah, could we try to do the math here to help the listeners, even though, so 100, so 20% of 100 is, well, good, 20? Yeah, so then 20% of 20 is 4. 4% of the time, I'd like to flourish. That'd be great. So, yeah, you don't flourish. It'd be great if you did, but don't feel any pressure to flourish all the time. But if I can help, anyway, let's get back. And I lost my page. Gifts with the world. Oh, yeah. So everybody can share their gifts with the world. You're making a difference. I'm grateful to find sleep with me. Thank you so much and keep up the good work. Hey, Scoots, this is a neighboring state person, you know, where you could drive across the border from LA and go on a roller coaster. Not that I'm there, but that's probably the main thing you would associate our state with. Probably most listened to podcasts asleep with me that I've never actually listened to. I always end up falling asleep almost instantaneously, even when I'm up late and I feel like I'll never fall asleep. I just put on Sleep With Me and almost instantaneously fall asleep. So I do want to thank Scooter from the bottom of my heart. Thanks for getting me through this year, 2020. Yeah, it's been hard on a lot of people. Can't say thank you enough. Not only helped me get to sleep, but stay asleep as well. And that's really important for us to get some sleep. So, again, I want to say thank you. Thanks so much. Definitely my boar bestie, excited to continue listening. Hey, Scoots, this is someone also from New England. I've been listening for quite a while. Now, one of the quilt swears was the one I did because I appreciate the work that goes into helping us sleep. Congratulations on your 1,000th episode, and thank you again for helping us. Hey, Scoots, this is your friend coming all the way from, I think if you were on the 210, you'd drive through here. And just want to say thank you. And really helped me get to sleep, fostered a great community. And, oh, this is, like, I just made the association of who this is. This is an artist that works with the show. And it feels good to know somebody understands and has a hard time when you can't rest. And I hope you know the impact you've had. And that you get a good rest knowing you've helped a lot of people. And thanks so much for sharing my artwork and saying Black Lives Matter. Thanks. Hey, Scoots, this is someone coming to you from the other side of the shores of Lake Terry. I wanted to mainly thank you for making a safe place for so many people around the world. From the beginning, if you know, Friends Beyond the Binary, to lately making a real point that Black Lives Matter, financially supporting groups, and take care of your community members, and also how you write stories. You modify the TV stories you tell us, the ways you're vulnerable in your own story. Can't tell you how much you inspire me, and I've written that before. Don't think I could tell you in different ways. I'm happy for 1,000th episode, so please keep going. Thank you for everything you give us. Hey, Scoots, this is your friend, I wanted to thank you for all the good night's sleep I've had. I started listening to your podcast and became a patron. Listen all night, every night. I enjoy the podcast. I like Big Farm, Get Bezos, Otter Things. It's about the machine transcription, spelled it Get Bezos, Otter Things, Nuns in Space. I like that I can hardly stay awake for the series. I sure hope another Big Farm series comes. I miss G&DK. I hope that you're doing okay during this tough time. Thank you for supporting BLM. Hey, Scoots, this is one of your friends from Sweden. And I want to say thank you for changing my life. 3 years ago, it was really tough, and I discovered Sleep With Me, and it's a stepping stone to all the good things that have happened since then. And I'm in a much better place now. Now, first of all, it just helped me put to sleep and stay asleep. Also, let me get off of my phone, get away from my anxiety, took the pressure off about sleep and rest and meeting, getting to sleep. It's also been a huge comfort taking the edge off of things. And from there, I've been actually move on and fall asleep and through meditation. And I use Sleep With Me as part of my comfort and wind down. Then I could fall asleep to silence or meditation, and I sleep a lot better now. And I'd like to thank you for your compassion, openness, vulnerability, and the way you share your personal development. And it shows that I'm not alone in struggling. I'm not alone in judging myself. And it shows that, yes, it takes hard work and time to make progress, but progress is possible, and been a great inspiration and hope. Oh, thank you so much. Hey, Scoots, this is somebody coming to you from a place where the stars at night are big and bright. I want you to know I really appreciate everything you do, the hard work for thousands, or happy 1,000s. Hey, Scoots, this is your friend, Kay, to the M, and I wanted to say thank you for being there every night. It helped me go to sleep. Meant more than I could tell you. Hey, Scoots, this is your friend Jay, and I wanted to thank you for getting me through the deep, dark night. Couldn't do it without you. Thank you, Scooter, for all that you do. The podcast is wonderful. The care you put into using sleepy words and not being triggered makes me confident in telling anyone that Sleep With Me might be the right thing for them, whether it's to get to sleep or anxiety during the day. Everything you do brings me joy and comfort, and knowing that you're there to just sit with me, whether I can fall asleep or not, thank you so much, and congratulations. Hey, Scoots, this is your friend from a place that goes along, that has a name that's similar to a name. And I really need a good routine so I can function, and you've helped me with that. The effect of podcasts has made on the quality of my life is incredible. You know, I struggle a lot, especially at night. And knowing I just need to put an episode on, it'll make everything quieter, even after a few hours, is an incredible help. So yay for a helpful coping mechanism. This is like the fifth time I've tried to record this, and I start to cry, burst into tears every single time. I hope you know it's a positive impact you've had on so many people, and yeah, don't forget to take care of yourself first. I hope you can understand. We love you all very much. And thanks to all everybody that helps out on the show. We're all amazing. Thanks. Hey, Scoots, this is someone from a place where you watched a movie that had a bike ride going through our state. I just want to tell you how happy, relieved, and grateful I am to have found your podcast. You guided me through so many rough nights, and finally I look forward to going to bed every night without my mind racing. Some nights I don't even make it past the opening. Thank you so much. Thanks for making everyone feel welcome and for being you. I cannot truly imagine, begin to express how much your work's changed over my life, especially over the past year. Hey, Scoots, this is your friend from PNW, and I've worked as a teletherapist during the pandemic, and I have a daytime message, you know, helping people, and to soothe them and help their landscapes of mind find a horizon of glowing, warm hope. To complete my mission, I use my tools, but you know, your heart absorbs heart and holds prime process, a montage of emotion, uncertainty, and you try to mend it with empathy and compassion. As a therapist during the pandemic, I also have a special nighttime mission: get in the beds, turn off the lights, and press play on Scooter. And then I can rest and let go of all the pain and fall into a welcoming world of intros and sponsors and stories. And it's all in my head, and it's all from my bed. It's a huge relief, replaces my battery and decompress. You know, because it can be all about me for us for a little while. I totally get that. And we deserve to sleep, what our bodies and brains and emotions need, just like water and air and food. And we could play with our childhood and help learn and help play with our children and learn in fun ways. Even with everything going on in these past couple of years, beyond the binary, community resources, self-care, I can switch out and de-stress for comforting, smooth, rubbed, padded down sleep skates, repeat with superfluous meandering, creaky dulcet tones, where my mind can barely listen to treatise about fresh smelling baths, pure drinking water, soft places to lay down, fluffy towels. I get to be here not alone in the deep, dark night. And now there are others who are here. Swimsuit boxes, frogs, and a guy named Ray. Thousands of episodes of Sleep With Me have become my deep breathing, my exhale, my safe place, meditation, neurofeedback, CBT, DBT, EFT, EMDR, and all of it. Magical trips to Trader Joe's, gratefully rested, help the therapist be gratefully rested and reset, ready for tomorrow, paying it forward and doing my part because Scooter does his part. So none of us fall apart. What a gift it is. Thanks and good night. Hey, Scoots, this is another one of your friends coming to you from outside of that place with the reflecting pools, and I wanted to know what a great service you offer. You provide us with a kind, creative, interesting distraction. You know, I deal with migraines in the middle of the night, and I kind of have to wait for the medication to kick in, so I'm grateful that you're company during that time. You know, I'm a bit of an overthinker, like you might be as well. So I'm grateful for the distraction you provide around bedtime to help me get my brain bodies to settle down a little bit. My favorite characters are Ray, Bernie, the butterfly, real-time episodes, and to kind of personal essay style. I also want to thank you for some of the things you said with regard to reassurance and provided, you know, when like other times and that were not easy, like 2016. So thanks for that, and I know you take the time to think about how to speak about this stuff, but I'm glad you did because it makes me good to know the person who's put me to sleep of values, dignity, and kindness and respect. So thanks for all you do. Hey, Scoots, this is someone who shares a name with one of your former neighbors. Truly an honor to help you celebrate 1,000th show, along with so many other devoted listeners around the world. Thanks so much for all you do. Especially proud to say I'm a patron. So here's a haiku so that I can post just for you. Are you ready? This has been machine transcripted, though. So sleepy, creaky pro, I'm not. Also smiling. Here's a little haiku that I post just for you. Are you ready? Sleepy, creaky pro, I'm not. Also smiling. Oh, hey, this is my other, another friend from Gagglepod, wishing you happy 1,000th episodes. I wanted to say I've been listening to Sleep With Me for many, 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 many years. Thinking about the great episodes you've had and 1,000, I don't even remember any of the episodes. Was that The Mandalorian, really? I don't remember that one, but the snore track that would, that had as well. Okay, I got 5 minutes. Nope, but I don't remember that. Otter Things has to be my favorite. Bards and Big Bunnies, come on. I can't explain it. It's a show I love. Can't remember a dang thing about it. And all that means is you're good at what you do. And never stop. Look forward to more advanced Bards and Big Bunnies. Take care. Hey, Scoots, this is your friend from a place with a football club that, or a town where Heinz Hot Dogs is. I first found the podcast in 2015, when I was, stressed and anxious. I was a new teacher, and I had some trouble sleeping, and you helped me through those nights. And one of the episodes I listened to was the NOX episodes. That's what it says here, Knox. Oh, the Knox episodes, N-O-X, that makes sense. I love this, still one of my favorites. Now I've never stopped listening. Once again, you helped me through real tough times and brought me confidence over the years. Thank you so much. Hey, Scooter, this is another listener coming to you from a place where I think you offered once to kiss one of our bridges. And I've been listening to podcasts for a few years now. Helped me greatly. As someone who has a lot of sleep problems, it's beneficial. No longer have to take sleep medication or anything like that. And to be perfectly honest, it's made the daily task getting sleep not so daunting. So it plays a major role in my life on a daily basis. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, grad to Scooter. Hey, Scooter, this is one of your friends and someone that's close to Dollywood, but not too close. When I found your first podcast, it was during a sleepless night. Insomnia, anxiety plagued me since my mid-20s, and every night was a battle. A podcast managed to put me right to sleep, and I was so gracious, grateful that I instantly became a patron because I didn't want to lose the miracle remedy I'd found. And the podcast would turn out to be a godsend, even in grander fashion, because there's a lot of big challenges. And my husband and I drove our hometown, and we went through a lot. And on the drive, I didn't want to talk, I didn't want to listen to music, and I didn't want to watch something on my phone, and I couldn't sleep. So I put the podcast on my headphones, hoping it would distract my thoughts, and it comforted me. And I'll never forget the episode it was, because I listened to it dozens of times. It was Day to Day. And it just happened to be a recap of a favorite show of somebody really important, and I don't believe in coincidences. It must have been fate or destiny. At the end of the episode, when you went through your personalized thank yous and goodnight messages, you said my name there. I was slipping into a void alone and scared in the deep, dark night. It truly felt like you were there to help me through it. And it wasn't easy even after that. So I can never repay you for what you and your podcast did for me and continues to do for me. And now it's just so much more than a podcast to me. And I'm grateful for you and all you do. Hey, this is your friend, your really good friend, One of the originals, I haven't heard the 5 minutes you're showing years, but you're important to me because I know I'm not alone in the deep, dark night. You have an amazing talent you discovered and cultivated, and you're the only person in the world who can do what you do. And you work so hard at taking this talent and turning it into something. And I'm grateful that you're in my life, and I'm so grateful that you can be an inspiration. And maybe someday I can find my superpower and talent and cultivate it. And maybe I can be there for somebody in the deep, dark night the way you're there for all of us. Thanks for everything you do, my friend. You're a real treasure. Hey, Scooter, this is one of your friends from one of the lakes in a state full of lakes, but a really great lake, but not one of the great lakes. Been listening to you for 5 years, a little bit more than 5 years, when we moved to this house. And I want to say you've been a huge comfort to me. A lot of laughs. I had a period of time after we had a baby and wasn't able to drive, thinking about height type stuff. And I'd have to take the long way around. And one of my favorite episodes was the Morley and Borley episodes with old Derek. Derek, Morley, and Borley on their adventures. So it was a good daytime anxiety reliever. I really appreciate it. And I'm glad you opened up your listeners and been vulnerable. And I feel like I can relax when I'm hearing you. My kids too, my husband too, and my dog as well. I think Ko and my dog would get along, but he doesn't like broccoli. But I want to let you know your podcast has, you've made a number of friends around the world. And this is including some people that have met you in real life. I've made invaluable friendships, and I felt so much apart through the years. I really appreciate you. Hope you have a good night as well. Thanks, Scooter. Hey, Scoots, this is your friend who shares a name with someone who once coached that you knew. And I just wanted to let you know how much work you've done on Sleep With Me and congratulate you on 1,000 episodes. Incredible achievement. And I think even greater than the creativity it takes to come up with those stories so many times a week has been your love for your listeners and your caring that comes through your voice and the ability to help people feel calmer, especially in these times they are now. But for a variety of reasons, people can feel better and sleep well. So I just want to thank you and all love from all of us to you and hope you continue for many more episodes to come. Hey, Scooter, this is someone coming to you not far from the Continental Divide. And sometimes in my dreams, I go from Frau and Nal, and my gratitude overrides my shyness, recording a message. And I'm so grateful. Thanks so much. There was a time in, when I'd lie in bed and W-O-O-O-R-R-Y and would run around. And I wouldn't sleep well, and now it's a time I look forward to, and I'm full of gratitude to you for what, even my dreams are different, and it's really big, what you brought in my life, and the people around the world, and I'm getting choked up. Well, that makes a bunch of us, huh? And I'm going to end with laughter, which is what happens when I think about this is... I have to tell you, put a dip in my elbows. Thanks so much for everything. Congratulations on 1,000. It's from your good friend, from one of your good friends, EJ. Hey, sorry, so it's late, and let's keep our bedtime, no matter how dark the night is. Know my boar bro will be there until the final. Thank you, thank you. And I, I got a lot going on, and I keep my eyes open, and sometimes they're full of tears, but the comfort you give, no matter if it's Emma Ott or Doctor Who or your shopping list, you bring these small moments that make it a bit easier. So to you, Scoots, pat this soft, squishy chair. I'd like to offer you a safe place with a cupboard of soup and a toasted roll of lulling, soothing tones. As we share gratitude for you and all the anxiety and loneliness, the safest places you fluffed and padded. We thank you. I thank you. As you say, from the Sleepy Supporter Zone, Scooter Supporter, the anxious, depressed, insomniac, perpetually busy mind. Thank you. Thank you. And good night. Hello, Scooter. This is somebody from a place known for peaches. I wanted to thank you, congratulate you on your 1,000th episode. I'm in my late 20s and I've dealt with a lot. Anxiety, depression, insomnia. And I'm also a member of the trans community and I always appreciate your inclusiveness of Friends Beyond the Binary. I do listen to your podcast during the day, but mostly at night, very late at night, as we both understand the value of a friend in the deep, dark night. Your voice has been invaluable to me, giving me a lot of confidence, my ability to control my intrusive thoughts, and my ability to get a better control on things and how I sleep. And I just want to let you know that I and many other people care about you, and we want to let you know how much you mean to us. I appreciate your kindness and understanding, and we could all use a lot more of it. Thank you. Hey, Scoots, this is someone from, like one of those states that people say is small, but we have big hearts, and it's a good night to Scooter, Pod Boy. Thank you, good night. Little Andy, and good night, Drew. Thank you, and good night, Scoots. Thank you, and good night. Thank you, and good night, and thank you. And good night to Lida and Jennifer, who shepherded this project. Good night to Posty Posterson, who let us use the background music. Everybody, see, Jennifer, Lida, who shepherded the project, Jennifer brought it all together. Thanks, and good night. And I just have to say, thank you, everybody, who recorded a message, but, I also realize that those messages are representative of, like, what a lot of people hold in your hearts. And I hope you hold it in your heart as much for yourself and all the other listeners, like, as you do for me, because, I'm barely holding it together while I'm recording right now, and that's a good thing, but the thing is, this is, countercultural now, and we really need this, not just me or the podcast or, whatever that feeling is, that I'm feeling right now. That's what's really important. And believe me, I hear all that anxiety I have all the time too. And sometimes I let it get in the way of doing the best job I can with the show or focusing on the wrong things. And this is a gift because it's a reminder around episode 1000 of what's really important. And that's that we all are connected, and some of it's in pain or challenges, but even those people that are challenging to all of us, that's probably the path forward, together. And yeah, I don't know what else to say other than thank you. I do say it, but thank you for the reminder of what's really important and really what the podcast is about and why it exists. And those of you that just have the message in your heart and you didn't share it, I feel it too. So thank you so much. Holy cow. I'll put this at the beginning. So this message is something I'm recording after what's coming recording. You're going to hear now. Maybe you'll hear it at the end too. And you might hear it between, but what it comes down to for me is that, it hurts sometimes being alive, not being able to sleep. Sometimes you can't sleep because you're hurting, and then it hurts when you can't sleep. But that's also during the day. What can bring us closer together, at least help us, maybe I'm just now talking out my own stuff, but as someone that's made a lot of mistakes and not been perfect and not been kind and wondered in the last few years, what do I do? How do I find the empathy and compassion I need instead of overthinking or, and, you've given me or shown me those stepping stones and reminded me, okay, well, let's just do our best and let's just try to be ourselves. And the podcast, like, is a little bit different than that because I get to be my best self. But I can bring this all back to my, I guess that's it. You're all Promethea eyes. So if we can bring this fire of connectedness, even a little bit back to our lives and days tomorrow and the next day, and even say, oof, wonder if that person's hurting too, and maybe in a different way than I am. Maybe, I don't know, but thank you so much. And so this will be, I guess, at the beginning and the end, because this is kind of the messages in here. I'll talk more about it. But yeah, I'm just kind of speechless. Thanks, everybody.
All right, I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently. I want to thank Lorraine, Eli, and Rayanne. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Andrea, DJ, and Sesha. Thanks, 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 and good night. Laura, Jeff, and Francis. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Thomas, Corey, and Justin. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Blenda, Shauna, and Sibelia. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Robert, Jenny, and Jeremy. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Horace, Carly, and Steve. Thank you, thanks, 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 and good night. Talena, Marilyn, and Yodel. Thanks, 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 and good night. Mina, Danny, and Cheryl. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Justina, Alina, and Echo. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Nash, Wendy, and Taylor. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Rick, Ezekiel, and Davis. Thank you, thanks, thanks, good night. C, Helen, and Jody. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. And Michelle, Ann, and Amalia. Thank you, thanks, 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 and good night. Thank you, everybody, for supporting the show. I couldn't do it without all of you, the people that support sponsors and support on Patreon, or how we're able to be here free for you. And then the way we grow is people just spreading the word just about podcasts in general first, you know, showing somebody how to use a podcast app, where it is on their phone, how to open it up, how to search, you know, can't be too, because my parents, they listen to the podcast, but not necessarily on podcast apps. And, you know, I've tried, and then I say, well, now we're into social audio. And I say, what, anyway, this is about, not about me. But I say, well, what do you mean? Why don't you just listen to a pod? Like, so just show somebody how, like, kind of maybe do a, whatever you call it, a reverse thing. Be like, oh, sorry, I'm just checking out my podcast. I'd be right with you. Wouldn't do that at work, though. But anyway, those are ways to show, yeah, I don't know. So thanks so much, and yeah. Oh, here's a little bit more about our referral program and stuff. All right, but this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on... in the public feed too. Now I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from. On Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boar Friends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually.
So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is that bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support, but if you do. And the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me. And most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback. Feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support, support at supercast.com. and good night.